Just 1 month after the federal parliament passed the new metadata laws, the Privacy Commissioner has issued a landmark ruling on a person's right to access their own data. Fairfax journalist Ben Grubb has been trying to retrieve his mobile phone information from Telstra for the better part of 2 years. The telco has now been told the data is, quote, personal and should be handed over. Ben Grubb has told our political editor, Alison Carabine, his victory could encourage others to seek their own metadata stored by phone companies and internet providers.
So in 2013, just after Edward Snowden had blown the whistle on the NSA, the term metadata had kind of become quite popular and, you know, no one really knew what it was. So I thought, why don't I try and get mine from Telstra? And so began a battle with Telstra in trying to retrieve mine. Now, I basically thought, well, no, if the spies can have this data, why can't I?
But the information that you were trying to retrieve, it covers IP internet addresses, cell tower locations and so forth. It was data connected to your mobile phone. Was this information any real interest to you, or were you just trying to make a point?
It could actually be of use to me. For example, if I was trying to write a biography 50 years on, I might go back through some of this metadata that is stored, which it will be under the government's mandatory data retention regime for at least 2 years. I could go through it and go, okay, well, I was in this location at this time. Perhaps I could figure out what I was doing there. I could go through my diary and cross-match it. But it was mainly to make a point, and that point was that, you know, the government is about to go on this journey of data retention in Australia, and, you know, this is what it is. What is this metadata? Well, let's try and get it, and let's try and visualise it, what it actually means and how invasive it is to have all your metadata collected.
And this battle between yourself and Telstra was waged for the better part of 2 years. As you say, Australia's intelligence agencies can access this information, but you had a lot of trouble getting the data from the telco, didn't you? It seemed to block your way at every turn.
Yes, and the reason that they're doing this is because they believe it will have, consequences for the broader telco industry, and that they're arguing that this goes beyond what the data retention regime in Australia will entail. But I'm saying, well, no, it doesn't necessarily do that. You know, the kinds of information that I'm asking for, as you said, cell tower information, the URLs and so on, this is information that has been handed over to law enforcement agencies in the past. Telstra has admitted, you know, in the off chance it has handed over, you know, URLs, that's the web browsing history. But anyway, they're continuing to fight, and it seems as though they're going to appeal. They've at least announced they're going to appeal this decision.
But in doing so, it has been found that Telstra breached the Privacy Act. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. What that actually means when the Privacy Commissioner does that, says it's the case, but it can be appealed. It's like an administrative decision. But it's not exactly enforceable, hence why they're taking it to a court. But if anything, going to court will actually help ratify the decision if I win. So that would be nice.
Yeah, and if the ruling is upheld, what would be the implications for other companies that hold metadata? Considering the ruling in your case, will they be required to hand over information to any customer like yourself who asks for it?
Yeah, so what the ruling actually means is that metadata is quote-unquote personal information, and under Australian law, you're allowed to ask companies that meet a certain threshold for access to you're allowed to ask them for your personal information, and that's the part of the Privacy Act I use to try and get this information. The Privacy Commissioner ruled that it is personal information. I've spoken to some experts in the field, and they say this would have broader implications. If, you know, there is data that doesn't necessarily have your name next to it and a company has it, maybe they've got an identifier. If in another database they have an identifier with your name and they can link back, then it's possible that you might be able to get access to that other data they have about you as well.
So, okay, an example here would be the geolocation data, the location of Telstra cell towers, which isn't personal information about you, but what has been found is that it could be linked with other data that would reveal or could reveal something personal about you. Is that
indeed?
Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, it is. It's data that may have previously thought was anonymized data because it had an identifying number attached to it rather than my name. Now they can no longer argue that, at least in the eyes of the Privacy Commissioner.
And anonymized, that's anonymous, I presume, anonymous data.
Well, they previously thought that it was anonymous, yes.
Would you be encouraging other people to do what you've done, to go to corporations like Telstra and others who hold metadata and seek their personal information back?
I would, and, it's encouraging, actually. I've seen another person do this without having to go through the long battle that I've had to go through. It was a person who couldn't get a job. He was using a recruitment agency and he was wondering, why can't I get a job? So he quoted to the recruitment agencies the Privacy Act, which said, you have to give me any information you have about me. And they handed him case notes. And within those case notes, one recruitment agency described him as arrogant and another one described him as a genius. And that at least helped him figure out which recruitment agency he could ditch.
Right, so it did have a benefit to this person, but if we all sought our metadata, wouldn't it clog up the whole regime?
Well, that's another argument that Telstra puts forward, but the fact is that there are hundreds of thousands of these requests every year to Australian telcos, and Telstra has hundreds of staff who actually look after those requests. Midway to the latter part of the whole journey, Telstra actually put up a page on their website, and on that page they are charging people access for a limited set of their metadata, but it's not the whole set, so that's what I'm still pursuing with them at the moment. So I would encourage them, if they want to find out, if they're writing a biography perhaps, that it would be useful for them if they wanted to go down that route, and maybe just like law enforcement, they can pay for it too.
And Ben Grubb, are you still a Telstra customer?
I am. I do enjoy the coverage.
Ben Grubb, technology editor with the Sydney Morning Herald, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. Telstra has 30 days to hand over the data, but as you heard, the telco says it will appeal this decision by the Privacy Commissioner.